This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications, brought to you in part by the New Mexico Municipal League and by Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe. State Representative Larry Larrañaga is 80 years old. He is the most senior Republican in the State House and has decided to retire. The announcement, only 70 days from Election Day, surprised a number of people, but he said he was facing new challenges with family health issues. More after this from the New Mexico Municipal League.
Hi, I'm Bill Fulginetti, Executive Director of the New Mexico Municipal League. There are 106 incorporated municipalities in New Mexico, and each has its own distinct characteristics, history, and personality. But they all share one thing in common. They are the government of and by the people. The New Mexico Municipal League strives to aid each municipal government to be the best they can be. A better New Mexico through better cities.
Larrañaga has represented part of the Northeast Heights of Albuquerque since 1995, when a number of Republicans were swept into office in the Clinton upheaval. House is going to lose three of the most five senior members this year with the retirement of Larrañaga. Democrat Nick Salazar of Okeowinge, who's been there since 1973, and Representative Debbie Rodella, a Democrat from Espanola who lost her primary bid. She's been in the legislature since 1995. Larrañaga was a civil engineer and moved up to become Secretary of the State Highway Department. He retired from the state and became a representative in 1995. He's considered an expert and authority on the state budget process and pushed to set up a rainy day fund. That got the approval of both parties, and he was lauded for his efforts. The Republican leadership in Albuquerque has until Tuesday to come up with a replacement candidate for House District 27. There is a Democrat running, Bill Pratt, a retired doctor. Larrañaga, however, says the district is very much a Republican stronghold. More after this. Who will win the governor's seat in November? Michelle Lujan Grisham or Steve Pierce? Both are members of Congress from opposing parties. She's from the big city of Albuquerque, and he's from the second biggest city of Las Cruces. Each have significantly different perspectives on how to solve New Mexico's problems. So who has the edge? Forget polls. Look at history. The last seven gubernatorial elections have put governors in office who are the opposite of the sitting president. Thus, with Republican Trump in the White House, Michelle Lujan Grisham should have the edge, as should Democrats at all levels. Midterm elections, whether for state or national office, are often tough for the opposing party. Voters tend to vote against the ruling party, either from dissatisfaction or just general cussedness. This year, being the midterm in Donald Trump's first term, it could be especially volatile. Will that affect the November elections in New Mexico, though? Final words and a thought about that after this from Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe.
Hey, New Mexico. For years, Santa Fe's Gallery Ethnica has been supplying museums and fine galleries all over the globe with folk art, furniture, and collectibles from nearly 50 countries. Our new 3,000-square-foot outlet store in Santa Fe has products and art from exotic locales. Gallery Ethnica, 1301 Cerrillos Road at the corner of Baca.
We believe it will have an impact, but whether it will be significant enough to control who wins New Mexico's top job or others on the ballot, we aren't so sure. There's a lot of rhetoric about how hated Trump is and how vile Republicans are as a result, but we'll see if that translates into anti-Republican votes. This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications. Stay connected.